any moment now, and there's gonna be like a little delay, and I'm gonna wait. Now it's gonna happen. Okay, you ready?
Have you noticed how corporate radio is killing music? Before it's gone forever, Mark and John bring you Hear Hear. Fans from around the world send us what to play. And now you can hear what music is supposed to sound like.
Yay! Yay.
Awesome.
That was good because I wasn't ready.
Yay. So you're listening to us at our new day and time.
Yes.
Fridays 12 noon to 2 PM
and we're off
Pacific
to a great,
Standard Time.
We're off to a really great start.
We're no longer on Mondays.
I do like us coming after
Doesn't the
Sean.
Board look nice and shiny and clean?
Oh my god.
You like what I did there?
Yeah, that's great.
Open. Hey, want a show on Kill Radio?
Please.
Anyone? Anyone?
Only cost you $20 a month.
Let's get right to music, and then, but wait, so you don't have any new MP3s to play for us today because you...
No, because I brought my MacBook in, my hard drive died, and then to retrieve the information off my hard drive, it cost me somewhere between $1,000
and $2,000. Oh my god, so which you could buy a new computer for.
Yeah, I pretty much back up stuff pretty well, but I hadn't backed it up in maybe last month, so... That's where all the new MP3s are that I've gotten. I still have them. I just kind of have to go backtrack and start over and rebuild everything. So once I get the computer back.
Do you know how many times you used the word back in the last minute or so?
Baby got what? What'd I say?
The word back. You used the word back a lot. Oh. I just noticed that. Because it's been... See ya, Sean.
Bye, Sean. Sean from National
from
Bag.
From National Bag. 10 a.m. to 12 noon every Friday only on killradio.org.
Pacific time.
So you listen to Hear Hear and KillRadio.org. Yeah. It's the all submission, only submission show. We also bring you the Hear Hear concert series once a month at Lost Souls Cafe.
Yep.
And we
have a good lineup.
Arbiters of
we'll
no
talk
taste.
About, we'll talk about the Hear Hear lineup for December 16th and when we come back.
So I think we started last show the same way, but I don't care. I can do whatever I want because it's Kill Radio.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play MS Garvey.
Okay. I'll let you.
This play is still going on. I saw it again last night, so I've seen it twice now, and it's really unbelievable. And there are only a few more showings. What is today? Friday.
Why don't you explain?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's what's at the Electric Lodge Theater in Venice. It is a spoken word piece set to music, and it's based on letters that this guy MS Garvey wrote to George W. Bush after the war, asking him all sorts of questions. And it's funny, it's poignant, it's not in-your-face preachy, it's not boring, the music is great, so I can't recommend it anymore. I don't usually go to see things twice, for example, so...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you still have a chance to go see this. Tickets are $20. Go to letterstothepres.com. That's prez.com. And what I'm going to play for you now is a recording that we did here in the Kill Radio studio a few weeks ago. Let's see. Why don't we do... The Trash Can Letter. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and this is MS Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars.
It really is.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Sorry, Mark.
John, you're not supposed to cuss on the air.
You know what it is? We got that other episode playing in the background. I forgot to turn it off. Okay.
This is the hardest show ever.
It is. We're having to deal with the transition, new technology... And my sciatic.
And I'm just here being a radio personality as opposed to a DJ.
Yes, you are, Mark.
I'm not doing any work
That's
at all.
That's right. Now, let's cut to a commercial for
How about
insurance.
That traffic?
Ooh.
Stupid.
Thanksgiving.
White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., 20502. December 5th, 2005. Dear Mr. Bush, I'm cleaning house. I'm going on a trip. I do a thorough house cleaning before I go. And I'm staring at the trash can by the desk. When I was a kid, I loved the trash can. I remember in fifth grade, I asked for one for Christmas. My oldest brother, he had a Boston Celtics trash can. I wanted a Pittsburgh Steelers trash can. I knew that I was going to get it. It's a rather large and obvious thing to try and conceal. Man, I couldn't wait to see it on Christmas Day. Look into it. Get my hands on it. I was even anticipating the day after Christmas when I knew I was going to spend some time placing it in just the right spot in the bedroom I shared with my other brother. I had to put it right where everyone could see that I was a Pittsburgh Steeler fan with a Pittsburgh Steeler trash can. It looked great there. I couldn't wait to have some trash to put in it. A year or two before, the United States of America was in the middle of an inflation crisis. And my mother and my father suggested to all of us kids, instead of spending money on gifts and toys for one another, pet rocks and laughing machines, ganip ganop, sorry, don't break the ice, ants in the pants, Monopoly, why didn't we make one another gifts? I thought this was a pretty neat idea. My brother made for me a sailing ship out of an egg carton, pipe cleaners, straws, and I think toothpicks and popsicle sticks. I don't remember what he made the sails out of. Handy wipes, maybe. But anyway, one afternoon I was laying there on my bed, looking up at the shelf, and I saw it up there on the shelf next to all my models of World War II fighter planes and tanks. And it didn't look right there. In fact, it looked horrible. And I suddenly hated my brother's ship. I got up off the bed. I went to the shelf. I grabbed it off the shelf. I crumpled it in my hands and I threw it in my brand new shiny Christmas Pittsburgh Steelers trash can. Man, I like that can. Held onto it for a long time. My brother, he doesn't care. I never forgave myself. What about you, George? Any irrational acts like that that you regret doing to your brothers and sisters? And that's how we go. Merry Christmas. M.S. Garvey.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was M.S. Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars. You can get more information on them and their theatrical performance, which is going on right now at the Electric Lodge in Venice. This is the last weekend. You'll get an opportunity to see them if you want to see that live. Letterstothepres.com, P-R-E-Z.com. Also, if you go to that page and you click on the trailer, there's a cool trailer for the show, and then below that is a link to them performing here in the Kill Radio studio, which is a really cool video to check out. Gesundheit? Oh.
Yes. I thought for a second, because I was thinking about it so much.
Am I going to cough or am I going to sneeze?
That was a sneeze. All my sneezes sound like coughs. Thank God. So why are you dressed up as like a Democratic pollster today?
Because I had an audition and I was playing Honda sales guy. Mm. And yeah, like I've said before, anytime it looks like I'm presentable, it's because I'm pretending.
When you're not wearing Birkenstocks and those skanky shorts.
When I'm not wearing a burlap sack and barbed wire underwear, then I am, it's probably because I'm pretending to have a real job for a commercial. speaking of working on my real job, congratulations to me. I finished my first semester of grad school.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I'm surprised.
I had to write all kinds of goofy papers. Yeah, four classes.
What were the four classes?
Family systems theory, in which I learned everything about how functional and dysfunctional my family is and how it all relates.
So you did
to
learn something.
Yeah, definitely.
You
learned
didn't realize.
A lot in that class. Definitely. Society and the individual, in which I learned that racism is bad. And I'm sorry for homo-bashing you all the time.
I'm weird. I just thought it was hot. I was really aroused by it. It was great.
And I'm not really sorry.
Oh, good.
And
so it'll continue.
And treatment. No. What is it called? Assessment and treatment planning. Which is funny because we had this really nice teacher who had done a lot of drugs in the past.
Uh-huh.
But he's been sober for like 25 years.
Uh-huh.
But he's fried. You can just tell, like, some of his wires aren't connected.
Uh-huh.
And his way of teaching the class involved a lot of ums and long silences. And the nicest guy. And it's one of those classes where, look, if you do the reading, you're going to learn the information. You
right.
don't really need the class, but you need to have the information.
Right.
Because it's all about how to use the DSM-4. But we spent
what?
The DSM-4 is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through changes. So this is number 4. It used to be, for example, that homosexuality was considered a mental disorder, and then they took that out. But now they still have gender identity disorder, and there's debate over whether or not that should be in there or not.
Is gender identity disorder, what is that exactly?
Like, I have a male body, but I feel like a woman.
So if someone goes through and starts dressing as a woman or...
Well, it's not the same thing. You know, it's interesting. If a... straight person dresses like a woman, then it's transvesticism and it's transvestic fetishism, and so it's listed
right.
as a disorder. But if a gay person dresses as a woman, it's not a disorder.
I don't see how either of them are a disorder.
Well, I'm just saying in terms of what's in the book.
Right.
They base it on, you know, what they think is normal. Well, they base it on how much interference in a fulfilling life it causes.
Uh-huh.
So... There's most disorders, you have to admit that you have a problem in order for it to be a problem.
Uh-huh.
And then you base that on like how much time does this problem take and how much does it, are you able to keep a job, things like that.
Right.
And there's some disorders in the sexual area where you don't have to admit that it's a problem for it to be considered a problem, like pedophilia, for example. You don't have to have a problem with pedophilia to be a pedophile and have it be called a mental disorder.
Right.
But then because of the society we live in, there's debate over, you know, how much is or isn't things like gender identity, you know, blurring those lines, mm-hmm. and homosexuality and all those things is and isn't a disorder.
Because like in the LA Weekly, I don't know if you've seen it recently, there's this, each week there's been this ad called Expressions by Gina. And it shows a person kind of in this kind of very dressed up blonde girl with pigtails. And she's kind of posing. And it's a, I don't know if it's a transsexual person or something, that does this photo shoot and makeup stylist kind of service for people who want to explore that side of themselves.
To see what they would look like as another gender?
Well, it's not. I wonder what I'll look like. I think there's people who are into that. Mm. Transvestism, fetishism, whatever you want to call it, fetishization. And it's taken to the next level. It's going into commerce.
So, wow.
And when I saw it, I went, oh my God, the 21st century just keeps getting more and more complicated.
Wherever there's a deep human need, there's money to be made. Yeah. My favorite disorder is frauderism. That's where you can't help but go up to strangers and rub yourself on them, like in subways and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. Like cats. My cats are frauderists.
Cats don't do that to strangers.
They go up to people and rub themselves on them.
I guess maybe it's because... Do your cats go outside and do it to people?
No, my cats don't go outside.
They would.
Anyway, so in that class, I had to write for my final. I had to do a diagnostic evaluation of a famous person. It could be a famous character or a famous celebrity. And I had to diagnose them with a mental disorder and then do the kind of official evaluation that goes with that. And so I picked Rush Limbaugh. And I diagnosed him with delusional disorder, grandiose type, and persecutory type, because he thinks he's the shit, and he also thinks the liberal media is out to get him.
Right.
And it's really interesting because there's all these subtle distinctions between like delusional disorder, where you have non-bizarre delusions, like the liberal media, right? Liberals exist, the media exists, so it's a delusion, but it's non-bizarre because these are things that exist. Whereas, you know, aliens stealing your thoughts, that's...
Right.
That would be more of a more on the schizophrenic side. That would be bizarre delusion. So I diagnosed him with that and narcissistic personality disorder.
Now, where did you get that from?
From
I'm joking.
The title of his book, The Way Things Ought to Be and See, I Told You So. No, but the best part was in narcissistic personality disorder, you have 8 criteria of which you have to meet 5 to get the diagnosis. And he met all of them. And some of them are like really interesting, like lack of empathy. And so I would use the example of how he mocked Michael J. Fox for moving around when he had Parkinson's,
right.
You know, as an example of his lack of empathy of fitting him into that disorder.
Wow.
And then at the end, when it came time to like prognosis, all I wrote at the bottom of the paper for treatment plan, I wrote, ignore him and he'll go away. Anyway, so I had those 3 classes, and then I had cognitive behavioral therapy,
which is
my favorite
class. Did you get an A in that class?
Yeah, I told them what A's are all about. That's what I did there. So anyway, I have the next month off, so I'm going to be doing a bunch of you know, more music stuff, more Kill Radio stuff, more shows, and we'll get into that.
Because you're doing the January event.
I'm doing the January Hear event. Yeah. With some great bands.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
So this is...
Let's see if we have any more listeners left after that, John.
Where's... Hey, this is an educational program.
Well, sometimes. We didn't realize it was going to be.
Oh, 4,000 listeners. Awesome.
We lost 1,000, John, because they were tired hearing you talk about your school.
Well, you know what? Because we do the show on Mondays. So we didn't do it last Monday, so it's been...
We have a lot to talk about.
Almost 2 weeks. So
a lot's happened. 2 weeks of us being without each other.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
I mean, I'm post-op already.
Actually, wasn't... Stupid.
I'm going to play the beep. This is a good musical friend of mine from Germany. We initially found out about him because he sent some music. We got some music from an act called Floor Model, which was Jeff Caudill, who's a local artist, and this guy, the beep from Germany, David, doing... electronic music, really good stuff. So he's got some new solo work that he sent me, so I'm going to play it. So I got 2 tracks for you here, Large Friendly Letters and One Thing Right. And go to myspace.com/ILoveTheBeep. And I think you'll love the beep. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you. sink.
Yay.
Hooray. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Kill Radio is all submission, only submission show. MySpace.com/HearHear, H-E-A-R underscore H-E-R-E. That was The Beep. We listened to two tracks there, One Thing Right and Large Friendly Letters. You can go to MySpace.com/ILoveTheBeep. Check out this very cool electronic artist out of, I think, Cologne, Germany. I might have made the Cologne part up, but I know Germany is correct.
Germany?
Yeah.
Why do you Jews keep talking about Germany?
Oh, I can't let it go. I can't let it go.
Let's talk about upcoming shows.
Upcoming shows.
A week from this Sunday, December 16th, I've scraped together a Hear Hear benefit because I've been so swamped with work and then my computer died. And of the
Sorry,
original...
I can't hear you over the violins. Say that again?
No, it's not violins.
Your
I'm making
problems
fun
are
of
what?
Myself. yeah. Oh, you do a better. See, I think it's the.
That was the Godfather I gave you.
No, but I think it's the straight gene that you're able to do the violin sound because it's kind of like what's his name from Three Stooges who does that. And straight guys love. But straight guys love this. But they would do that. What's that? When you do that, you do that violin sound when he was in like kind of a thought process. Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So, and straight guys love the Three Stooges.
You're reminding me of the Dave Chappelle skit where he shows how white guys can't resist the electric guitar. And
it's
he has
true.
John Mayer come in and play electric guitar and everybody starts like moving around
it's
to
true.
It.
It's true.
And black people can't resist the drums.
I was at the Orpheum Theater downtown, which is this big, huge movie palace. I don't know if you've ever been there. They've actually started doing concerts there. Like Mum was just there. Not that I care, but Dashboard Confessional was just there. It's like now they're getting like real live acts there. And it's this old theater. It seats like almost 3,000 people. But anyway, we're seeing a movie there and it was a Halloween film festival and they showed this Three Stooges meets the Mummy bullshit. And I'm there with my mom, my dad, and my family. And my mom and I are just in there blank-faced watching this, you know, 2x4 turning around bullshit, hitting people in the head. And my dad is trying not to laugh, but he's laughing his ass off. He's like crying. He's laughing. And he's like trying not to laugh because it's stupid. And my mom and I were just like, we were laughing because he's laughing. And we were just like looking at this like total like might as well have been comatose. But anyway, so for the Hear, wow, I brought it back full circle. I thought I was going to lose it for a second.
Welcome back to Hear Hear with Mark and John.
The Hear benefit that we do once a month, third Sunday of the month at Lost Souls Cafe.
It's now called the Hear Hear Concert Series.
Yeah.
I've decided.
That's great. Performing on the main stage at Lost Souls Cafe on December 16th, which is a Sunday, early Sunday evening from basically, I think the first band's going to go on around 7:30. Last band's going around, it's going to end by 9:30. It's four bands. It's Matthew Cates, Herka's Hero, Jose Promise, and Zara Vaughn.
Yay.
So it's kind of a good internationally kind of lineup, because Jose Promis, he sings in English, but he's originally from Chile. Zara Vaughn's from, like, I think three different places at the same time. I think she was born in three different continents at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Herkus Hira, I think he's Mexican-American, I think. And then Matthew Cates is awesome white trash. He's like representing awesome. My mayonnaise people. So it's a good lineup, and I scraped it together. Also,
it is a good lineup.
I'm also now officially the events coordinator at Lost Souls Cafe too. So I'm booking a lot of bands that I've met.
You're
through.
You're a good man to know.
Yeah, and it's such a great vibe. Like there was a DJ there the other night, and he was just mixing. What's great about it is they'll let you basically do everything as long as it doesn't frighten the horses, basically, kind of attitude.
Yeah, they're not all about draw. They just want a like, cool place where people can get coffee.
And this DJ who I really like, his name is Ronnie D. He was mixing everything. One second, it sounded like music from maybe a Lifetime television movie special.
Cool.
And then, but it probably wasn't. I mean, you never know with electronica music these days, you know? And then it just was such – he even played Mom. I mean, it was just so – it's really great. It's really evolving.
When are you going to book me, man? When are you going to book me?
I don't know. I'll have to. What do I have to do? I don't know.
Do I have to be your friend? Do I have to do an internet radio show with you for 2 years?
Yeah, after 2 years. Yeah,
after 2 years, and
March.
Then qualify.
March, you'll be able to. No. I was thinking January. Also, what's great is they're soon gonna have their liquor license there too. So I can't wait to get thrown out of there.
I love liquor.
We're gonna get so thrown out of there. Woo!
Isn't alcohol wonderful?
It is.
Herkus Hira is cool, and he's gonna be on his good February. 14th, I think.
Yeah. He has a really interesting sound. Like, if you look at him and you hear his voice, you wouldn't think the two go together.
Yeah.
He has a very beautiful, soft voice. Really fun. So I'm looking forward. I think he's going to be a surprise.
Can I? I have
go ahead.
Event coming up.
Yep.
Tomorrow night at Crane's Tavern.
Yep.
IsGoodMusic.com presents. A lot of these bands are bands we played on here. But they're all bands that have been. Performed here in the Kill Radio studio on my show Is Good, which is Thursdays 10 to 12. We have for you, this is a no-cover event, Crane's Tavern, 1611 North El Centro Avenue, between Sunset and Hollywood. It's right. It's walking distance from the Hollywood Vine.
Is it right across the street from the Bally's?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
two-story building?
We have... Look, give me a break, man. Just go there, and when you're there, you'll know what it looks like.
Is there like a lawn area?
1611 North El Centro Avenue. You can go to myspace.com/Crane's Hollywood Tavern and then get all the information you need from that.
Go then and share your bullshit event.
Yes. No cover. First act. One trick pony.
Yay!
I love those guys.
I want to see that. I want to go.
Followed by Witten, who's an incredible singer-songwriter. Followed by the Sessions, which is this great new band out of Orange County that... really impressive.
Have we played them?
We have not played the Sessions.
They sound familiar.
And now you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, L1011.
Yay. You got them?
Yes.
Wow.
Which is, if you haven't seen them or heard their music,
have you seen them live?
I've not had the opportunity.
Oh, dude.
I love their music. I have their CDs.
No, they're really a live band.
Closing off the night with Daniel Person.
God, that's a great
Isn't
lineup.
That a great
that's
lineup?
A really great lineup.
Daniel Person and his blues.
Is it with his whole band?
Yeah, I've seen
so. Oh, good.
So.
I like his band.
With his death metal bassist and his flamenco guitar player and his
that's
awesome
a great
Tom Waits
lineup.
Voice.
Shit.
Yeah, and it's a no cover event, so we're all going to get nice and sloppy and have a good time. So I hope to see you there.
I'm going now. I think.
See,
I'm going to bring my date.
Someone
I'm
in the room
bring my
to go.
Date.
I want to, before I forget, I want to announce
Jimmy, we're going.
One more show that's going on tonight and that I'm going to. I don't know. You might
I'm going
out as well.
Yeah.
So if you want to meet Mark and John.
we'll be signing autographs and giving away CDs.
We'll be at Charlie O's tonight in the Alexandria Hotel downtown for Chase Frank's release party.
Yes.
CD, her EP, Midnight Manor, is released. And she's playing with Transmissions and Death to Honors, which are all great. Kill Radio is good. You're here supported bands. So... that's a cool show, and I think it's a $5 cover, so maybe we'll see you there tonight. Let's get back to music. It's been 40 minutes into the show, and we've only played 3 songs.
Really?
Yeah. So, and this is a music show, so so there you go. Let's see, what do we have? This is a local band called Color Forms, myspace.com/colorforms. It says here, when she's not moonlighting as backup singer for acclaimed retro pop group Bird and the Bee, Alex Lilly is painstakingly crafting the artful electronic pop of Color Forms. So let's check this out. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and this is Color Forms. Hear, hear on killradio.org. That was Color Forms. I like it. That's a local act. She's got a CD release coming out. She just had a show. We just missed it. It was this past Tuesday at Bordello. But she's got a CD coming out December 14th from Orphan Records. So just check out myspace.com/colorforms and get all the info that you need there.
Do you remember the Color Forms? Do you remember what those are?
No. What is that? What does
that
mean?
They were these weird... there were these weird...
What are you, the president all of a sudden?
No. There were these weird plastic... forms.
How long is this going
to
take?
Okay. Because I'm trying to... It's a simple concept to explain because there's nothing like it anymore. They were like... If you had a sheet of characters, but they were plastic, static, sticking characters, like cartoon characters.
Mm-hmm.
And you would buy these color forms of these characters. And then they would come with a background that you would place them on and kind of like set up these scenes or something. And they were, some were commercial with cartoon characters. Or they were just their own thing. But they were, you'd buy it. I remember I loved them as a kid because it'd be like...
It does seem vaguely familiar.
They're called color forms. And they would, you'd peel them off and be like a little bunny, let's say. And then there was the picture was a big, huge forest. And you put the bunny in here, you won the forest. The weirdest freaking thing. No, the weirdest freaking thing. Remember Shrinky Dinks? Those were the weirdest freaking thing.
No, what's a Shrinky Dink?
Sounds horrible.
It does. It great sounds, name, sounds great, like a cold shower.
Great name for a band. Or it sounds like a curse.
That Thank you, would... we're the Shrinky Dinks. No, I don't think that's a good band name.
Anyway, Shrinky Dinks or something. There are these big plastic things. You see, in the 70s, it was all about plastic.
Flaccid Penis.
Kids,
that's a good band
and
name.
Plastic. Yeah, that's a great name for a band. Thanks.
We're Flaccid Penis. Good night.
My band name would be Hardcore Hard On. Good night. Bethesda. Yeah. Anyway,
good
so
Bethesda.
Shrinky Dinks were they're these plastic. Again, there's these plastic images that you would color into these special pins, and then you'd put them in the oven, and they would shrink. But as they shrink, they got a little bit thicker. So it was a way of kind of doing artistic stuff with your oven by melting plastic down. It would shrink down. All the 70s stuff is so much about like
art
doing
projects.
Stuff with no with petroleum-based products.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about...
Well, think of the generation before that. It was just playing in just big vats of lead and asbestos.
And then before that was just wood.
Yeah,
and then before
rock.
That was rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents' generation.
Which some might call the greatest generation.
No, that's before them.
Oh.
My parents' generation is baby boomer. Before them is what they consider the greatest generation, which I think is the lamest thing in the world.
Yeah, I think of...
Racism.
I think
awesome.
Of ancient Sumerians as the greatest generation.
Yeah, please.
Because those dudes, they were crazy.
They didn't screw around.
Let's get back to music, shall we?
Yeah.
This
I have nothing more to say. I was about to say something, but it can wait. It can wait.
Were you about to say something?
No.
No?
No, John, no. It's the moment's passed.
Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
Baby's fist?
Late Model Humans. We've played them on the show before. They've sent you MP3s.
Yes.
They sent us their CD, War of the Worlds. So I'm going to play the title track and another track for you. Very nice people. They sent us a nice MySpace message saying it's nice to know that there's radio stations out there that... I'll have to look it up. Something about it being nice that there's radio stations out there that play humans.
That play humans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they're late model humans. Very cute. myspace.com/late model humans.
That's and, sweet.
Sounds like this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Up. sitting in a hotel room with a shotgun lying across my lap. Bones, this how it ends. I'm watching the lights as the cars go by, but I ain't seen a blue Cadillac. Oh, my dear old friend. I was working in a car wash, trying to make a dollar, trying to be an honest man. Oh, then he came my way. He was flashing that money like it came with the rain, and I could have it just by shaking his hand. Oh, now I'm a wanted man. Oh, well, it's all over for the Tennessee boy who lost his pride. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. Driving through the torn up streets of Laverne, thinking nothing but collecting my pay. Oh, I never gave it a thought. As I knocked on the door, I heard the bark of a dog and a gun cocked behind my head. Oh, I turned quick and sharp. There on the lawn lay a man with a badge of blood poured from his head. Oh, I knew he was gone. I was set up, betrayed by a man who escaped with my money and my freedom and my wife. Oh, what a fool I've been. Oh, well, it's all over for the Tennessee boy who lost his pride. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. Shotgun lying across my lap. Oh, this is how it ends. He made the mistake of trusting a friend, just like I did when I trusted him. Oh, now he's driving in. Oh, well, it's all over for two Tennessee boys who lost their minds. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
It's the price you pay for being my friend.
You guys are missing the coolest story ever. But you're getting some good music in exchange, so I suppose it's fair. That was Late Model Humans. I misspoke before. The MySpace is myspace.com/latemodelhuman, singular. But the band is Late Model Humans, and they have an album called War of the Worlds. So if you like what you just heard, hit them up on MySpace and get a hold of that album. And that's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? We did events.
Do you want to talk about your next the January Hear event, or is it?
Yeah,
you said it's
no,
booked,
it's,
right?
It is booked with some great artists that I'm really excited to have. I just need to access that part of my brain real quick. It's January 20th.
Stand by your selection. January 20th.
We are going to have, and I don't know the order yet.
Scanning now.
Firebug playing on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh huh. Oh, wait, Firebug. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Firebug. Yeah, no, they're really cool. Shane Hunter, who's like...
Firebug. Oh, my God,
really,
I'm so excited.
Shane Hunter is a really, really excellent hip-hop artist. So I'm looking forward to having him on that the Hear Hear concert series.
Uh-huh.
And he's a huge supporter of Kill Radio, so it's good. You know, definitely like make a good show out of it. And who else do we have? Brutus Gets the Girl, which is a really cool band out of Monrovia. And The Sweetheart.
If you're a band in Monrovia, you have to be a cool band.
There's a small group of bands from Monrovia. Brutus Gets the Girl, Klum, and there's maybe one or two other bands. And they're like really, really good. And I don't know. It's just like a little pocket of of musicianship that that came out of that
so funny.
Area.
Monrovia.
Yeah. So yeah, so that's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
And so yeah, December 16th and January 20th.
Yeah, the weird thing about the December 16th is all the bands are going to be doing various amounts of Christmas music thrown in too for the holiday.
That's right. I forgot about that.
It's not going to be 100% Christmas music, but they may do at least a song or two.
So it's the Kill Radio Christmas Hana Kwanzaa celebration.
No Hanukkah, no Kwanzaa.
No
only
Hanukkah.
Celebrating Wasp yeah. Power, man.
What's the gay holiday? Is there one?
The gay holiday is probably gay pride events over the summer.
Gay pride week? Isn't that what
well,
it is?
Well, it's usually
isn't it a week?
Months. Well, depending. There's. I mean, in Southern California alone.
So there's no one day. I guess there's like Stonewall Day or something, isn't there?
No.
I'm being totally serious.
No.
No? There should
maybe.
Be. I think there is a remembrance
Did you
day.
Say there should be? Did you just shit on me? Do you celebrate Stonewall Day?
I'm saying.
Do you
I
celebrate
meant that in a
Stonewall?
Good way.
Do you celebrate Stonewall Day?
I would acknowledge that it was a day. I'd celebrate it more than
me.
Arbor Day.
Arbor Day.
I could care less about the trees. I actually know some gay people.
We
I don't know any
a
trees.
Nuclear bomb celebration day.
Well, there is a day.
Oh, it's July 4th.
For the yeah, no, but there is a day for the dropping of the bomb, but it's not a celebration day.
Oh.
It's more of a,
yeah, the Hiroshima,
a day of atonement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haven't we toned enough for that?
No.
I just love saying stuff like that.
Wait.
No.
Three
syllables and no the way you say it.
Let's go back to music.
I hate how I have no control over this show. You are in control.
It's because you don't have your music with you. I know. I'm
that guy
show.
In the little
like, you know
motorcycle.
What? I don't feel like talking anymore. Let's go back to music.
I know. That's exactly it. I'm the guy in the fucking motorcycle sidecar, and I have no control
you are,
over
you're
where
that
we're
little
going.
Thing. It's like a basket, and you can't steer.
And you're about to press the button to make me go off somewhere.
That's right. I'm going to press the here eject button. This is a band called Proletarian Art Threat, and they are from New York. Actually, Late Model Humans also from New York. So we're having a little New York invasion, like the Scottish
Yay.
Invasion that we had. Check out this picture, man. Like with guy with duct tape over his eyes. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
They have this album called The Long Process of Quitting, and I'll play a couple tracks for you.
I wonder what happened to his eyebrows and eyelashes when they took it off.
That must have hurt. MySpace.com/proletarianartthreat. Proletarian Art Threat. And yeah, sounds like this. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Single channel. It's not bad, looking for a girl. It's not bad, looking for a girl.
Here, here.
No, it's here, here.
Here, here. Hee-ar, hee-ree.
Oh, we should have named...
That's how you do it phonetically.
We should have named the show Hee-haw. Remember that?
Hee-haw?
That was the dumbest show, but there was something about I was riveted to. You know what it is? Maybe because of that generation. I mean, that was kind of the tail end of the 70s kind of variety show stuff. I love those dumb variety shows.
You would. So we were just listening to Proletarian Art Threat.
Speaking of variety shows.
Those tracks we were just listening to were Black Helicopters, and before that, Not Bad, Looking for a Normal. These guys are out of Brooklyn, New York. Proletarian Art Threat, The Long Process of Quitting. Thanks for submitting to Hear Hear. If you'd like to hear your music on Hear Hear, all you have to do is send it to us. We get daily messages at the myspace.com/HEAR_HERE and myspace.com/kill_radio saying, oh, how can we get airplay? Send us your music. We'll play it.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Just look at the instructions and include the info.
Yeah. So are you going to be back with MP3s next week?
Well,
like with a different computer or...
There's a good chance I could be.
You could just download them to this computer.
And yeah, but I gotta figure out where I am. I gotta figure out where I left off. That's what's frustrating.
Oh, I thought you meant where your place in the universe.
No, I have to figure out where I left off from when I last had music.
Right.
And so I guess I can do that. Maybe I should just do it all off of that computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take some work. Yeah.
So what do you think of this whole Iran thing? I think it's hilarious.
The report?
So it was revealed that Iran shut down its nuclear facilities in 2003. And this is apparently true. And the Bushies are spinning it as, see, they used the word nuclear, let's bomb them.
Yeah, right.
See, now we have proof that they did have nuclear facilities. And so the fact that they don't have them anymore means that they could make them.
Right. It's
ingenious.
It turns into an SNL skit, basically.
Really?
It does. I think they are so desperate, and their whole world is imploding around them. But it sounds like they are unwilling to stop.
The best characterization I heard of it was, who do these people think they are? Like, that they feel they need to defend themselves from this huge nuclear power, the only country that used nuclear weapons
right.
to kill 200,000 people, and happens to be in the midst of an illegal invasion of their neighbor who looks exactly like them. Oh, yeah, whatever. Well, like, why should they want to defend themselves from that?
Yeah, why should they want one bomb?
So, interesting stuff. Not that I am promoting the use of the bomb by anyone.
No.
Least of all... Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yeah.
But
well, my whole thing is if we were really truly concerned about new countries having the bomb, then perhaps we should, you know, get rid of ours so they wouldn't feel the need.
Yeah. Just throw it in the ocean with all the other trash we throw in there. Big deal. Put it in a mountain in Nevada. Oh, we already do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Back to music.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good idea.
I mean, have the Democratic political candidates done anything stupid this week?
No.
Just off the top of your head, like anything especially stupid?
At work, I've been talking to a lot of Hillary Clinton supporters. I talked to a Hillary Clinton supporter in Texas that was basically a pro-war Democrat grandma.
Like Hillary Clinton.
She was like... Because she started going off about, you know, we need to support our troops. But we also need to understand these people signed up to do this. And this needs to be done. I go, there's reasons why we're over there. So that's why. And I go, and I know I renewed her membership, got her special
right,
money.
Right, so you don't want to antagonize her after
no,
that.
No, but I got it all. But I said, well, what if some of those reasons that we went over there weren't actually valid? Oh, they're valid. They just moved those weapons out through tunnels and stuff. They're probably in Afghanistan right now.
Well, it's exactly the same thing with Iran. The argument they used with Iraq was because we didn't find them, because their absence was proof that they had at one point existed. Like, oh, we can't find them. That means they're hidden.
Right.
You know, which is amazing.
But we have satellites.
Yes.
And they take photos really close. I've probably had some close-ups before.
Yes. We're probably on satellite right now.
Hey, hi, Mom.
Dude, we got to open up the webcam for this show. Because we can do it through the computer, can't we? Just do it on the Mac?
No.
No, oh, maybe. Because it has a little camera on it.
Yeah, it's... No.
No?
I'll explain it off mic.
Okay, off mic then. We'll go back to music. These guys contacted us over at the Kill Radio MySpace page. That's myspace.com/kill_radio.
Mm-hmm.
And really enthusiastic, cool people. Nuclearskull.com. And they sent us a whole bunch of like really cool like Fuck Authority stickers, like homemade stickers that have like all kinds of cool like cartoons on them.
I like this one.
Fuck this system. One.
It has a kind of a
it's very Kill Radio
comic book, almost Lichtenstein kind of thing, and it shows a dreamy 1950s kind of square jawed guy with a really cute haircut, almost on the pretty side. And the woman who's looking at him longingly says, "I need a real man, not some metrosexual pussy." I love that. It's true.
Yeah, and check out these awesome stickers.
Metrosexuals ruin it for freaking gay people, too, because you can't tell who's gay anymore.
Really?
I keep,
is that true?
Because I keep dry humping all these metrosexuals.
You frauderist. So is that true though? Like all
they've hijacked my culture.
All these straight guys in pink polos, are they really confusing you or
no?
No, I didn't. Think so.
Europeans started it. The metrosexuals are just picking it up where they left off. So we're just all gonna have a gay old time, basically. I mean, that's what it's turning into.
Because I never have that. I never see people that are looking kind of Jewish, and I think, are you a member of the tribe?
No one wants to look Jewish, John. No one.
That's not fair.
True.
No, I'll never forget the day my mother-in-law, I don't know if it was the day I met her or I had recently met her, and I had her over for dinner with with Shannon and everything, and we're eating and sweet
this
thing, so innocently.
Choice.
She takes out her fake teeth, puts them on the table, turns and looks at me and goes, "You don't look like a Jew." It was priceless. And she said it. She meant it totally innocently because she'd just never been around Jewish people. And in her mind, they all look like, you know, Woody Allen or, you know, Dustin Hoffman or Jon Stewart. You know, kind of like.
What did you say in response? You don't look like a sociopath.
Well, I just said, oh, yeah, I get that a lot.
God.
So, yeah, well, you know, we're wide and varied people. And
yeah.
Awkward, but she's such a sweetheart, and she's not a racist or anything, you know.
It's just ignorance, yeah.
And it's, you know, ignorance comes with this negative connotation.
No, it doesn't even, yeah.
Ignorance as in lack of information,
yeah.
You know, so anyways,
she's uninformed.
But we're getting
off. What did your wife do? Well, she wasn't your wife at the time, but what did Shannon do? Did she freak out?
She swallowed slowly and held her breath.
And you heard the gulp like throughout the whole state of Texas.
Really? All right, let's get back to with the task at hand here. We have an album called The Vengeful Legions by Nuclear Skull. Nuclearskull.com, myspace.com/nuclearskull. Going to play a couple of tracks here for you. You're listening to Hear Hear, Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show, only here on killradio.org.
fucking all the people, the damn of the damn, all the people of the land. Cause I push one button one day, when I push another the next. That's why they'll never let me be the goddamn president. President. A man always said what he means, what he meant. Ha, tell it to the names, I regret it. President. President. Say one thing one day, incite another the next. Public opinion says, politician, go get back. President. 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 Some say he was heaven sent. Must can even pay the rent, mortgage, gas, groceries. The middle class came and went. President. 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 President.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Right here on killradio.org. That was Nuclear Skull, nuclearskull.com. The Vengeful Legions is the name of their album. And thank you, Nuclear Skull, for your kick-ass stickers in addition to your music. I like this one. It's got a picture of George W. Bush. It says, elect a madman, you get madness. Ain't that the truth?
Oh, there's the music.
So while we're looking for some more music to play, I'm going to throw this CD in here by Radars to the Sky. This
was
just now made. I think it was just finished the other day. Their EP release party is tonight at Spaceland. So that's another event that I want to make sure we mentioned. MySpace.com/radars to the sky. These guys were guests on Is Good yesterday, so if you want to download their interview and live acoustic Kill Radio performance, you can just go to MySpace.com/thisisgood and get it from there. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Radars to the Sky.
Myself as mouse, not man. Could not recall her screams and cries, but tender hands and wounded eyes. But when morning comes, the damage done, sneak out the door and swear once more I will not go back there.
Let him back in, but I might.
KillRadio.org. You're listening to Kill Radio's submission show. That was Radars to the Sky, myspace.com/radars to the sky, and their EP release party is tonight at Spaceland, so you might want to check that out if you're not checking out all the other cool things that are happening tonight, or maybe you can hit a couple of spots today. Radars to the Sky also was a guest yesterday on Is Good, so if you want to hear their interview and live performance in the Kill Radio studio, just go to myspace.com/thisisgood and download it for your downloading pleasure.
Good idea.
Were you able to find what you were looking for?
Go ahead and play something. I'll find it.
Okay.
I just now found it, but I got to figure out how I got
it's
here.
It's a big night for independent music. I got to tell you, this is another artist who's performing tonight at the Key Club. Pete Hopkins is his name, and he's been a guest on Is Good, and we've played his stuff on this show before as well. But just go ahead and play a couple of tracks for you from Pete Hopkins. If you like it, go check him out tonight. He's playing at the Key Club on the Sunset Strip. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Even think about you no more. Or maybe you think you broke my heart. I'm gonna let you know, dear, it take a lot more hurt than what you got to break this boy in two. Plenty of women in this world, and I'll find love anew, dear. So don't you trouble your girly curls. I'm not thinking about you. Just stop pretending I'm home, ending my life. Of action to give you no satisfaction. I got no despair, I don't even care. So go out and find another to tangle love in your loving if you dare. From the start that you'd be double dealing when we ordered in that restaurant and you ate my meal too. But how can I foresee your appetites going beyond the menu to my best friend in his new Benz? Well, all the best to you too. So stop pretending I'm home, ending my life, waiting by the phone, hoping you might call to say that you're sorry. Of action to give you no satisfaction. I got no despair, I don't even care. So go out and find another to tangle up in your loving if you dare. Surprising you each and every day. So let me sing this song, and it won't take long for the melody to wash over you and me. Then we can sing this song as the day is long, and let the melody set you free, and it
goes la 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 la. There's a little more to life from every one. La 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 la. No one has to have the answers all there. Just be loved and become. Ooh, yeah. So many things to do. Is it time enough? And never time enough. You need another year just to get it done. It's hard to overcome. Fulfill our dreams, yeah, live our dreams. But happy humans still we must become. So let me sing this song, and it won't take long for the melody to wash over you and me. Then we can sing this song as the day is long, and let the melody set your mind at ease. And it goes la 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 la. There's a little more to learn from every one. La 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 la. No one has to have the answers on their own. To be loved is to be stronger. You can laugh away the pain. Lie together, listen to the falling rain. Sounds like a lullaby. Believe it or just leave it, but you don't know until you feel it. Ooh, yeah. Then we can sing this song, and it won't feel wrong to let the melody wash over you.
Hear, hear.
Yay.
On killradio.org. That was Pete Hopkins. MySpace.com/Pete Hopkins. And he's performing tonight at the Key Club on the Sunset Strip. So check that out if you're not checking out Radars to the Sky at Spaceland or Chase Frank at Charlie O's. Crap, I spilled my coffee again.
There's nothing in it though, right?
There's a little bit of cold Circle K coffee in it.
I have to say, I've been going to 7-Eleven coffee too.
Yeah?
Circle K coffee is better.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually better.
But can I just advise people in general not to drink things that say holiday spice on them? Because it sucks.
You're not supposed to like it, John.
It's like a Thanksgiving dinner flavored coffee.
You don't know what holiday spice is supposed to be. How do you have a point of reference?
They should have a Hanukkah flavored coffee. It would taste like potatoes and onions. That would be rad.
And the smell of grandma's perfume in the background of it. Aftertaste.
A big kiss. A big kiss on your cheek. Okay. You want to hear an interesting family
yes
thing? My brother and his wife do their Christmas party early. They do it like the first weekend of December.
What?
So that they don't have to compete with everybody else's Christmas party. So they had their holiday celebration party last weekend.
Did they exchange gifts to one another?
They did like the white elephant thing or whatever it's called, where everybody brings a gift.
So stupid, rad. It is so obnoxious, stupid, but wonderful.
It's fun. Everybody has a good time.
Yeah, it's great.
My mom was in town, and she won the best prize ever, which was a countdown calendar of the number of days Bush has left in office.
Oh, nice.
She was very happy with that. So my ex-wife's mother, my ex-mother-in-law, is in town.
Right.
And I've reconnected with her. Right, we always had this really great positive relationship. I've probably talked to you about it before.
We've talked about it on the show, John.
I brought her to this party. It's me, my wife, my wife's sister, my ex-wife's mother, my mother visiting from out of town, my brother, his wife, her family, all in the same place at the same time. And it was it was great. Everybody had a great time. Everybody got along. There's no drama. There's no like disappointing punchline to this story. The punchline is the story itself.
Right. The punchline is that all these people of various aspects of your timeline were in the same room at the same time together
and
to have a white
burst into flames or anything.
For a white elephant Christmas party, which is that's the weirdest thing about
in Norwalk.
Norwalk.
Just add
your
Norwalk
brother lives in
it.
Norwalk, right?
So it was really amazing seeing all these people interact, and it was pretty funny.
Now, your ex-wife's mother, your ex-mother-in-law...
Doesn't speak English. Yeah, no, she speaks Portuguese.
So were you constantly explaining to her everything to her?
Yeah, but she could take care of herself. She knows what a wine glass looks like, you know? But
she knows how to give you the finger. God. But you make her like she's like, kick-ass.
No, I'm just...
She knows what a fucking wine glass looks like. What do you think she needs? Come on.
No, what I'm saying is she's the kind of person, because... I like to think I'm this kind of person, but maybe I'm not. And I know people who aren't that can go into a party where you don't know anyone and not be needy and clingy and just
be present.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So she could just be present even though I was the only person she could really communicate with.
Right.
My mom would communicate with her in Spanish. And there are other people there who spoke Spanish, which she understands
pretty well. Yeah,
So that was okay. But it was really nice, actually. But it was just funny.
So do you remember what everyone won? What did you win? What was the prize you got?
I won a bag of CDs. It was two CDs. One of them was a band I never heard of, and the other one was Jesse McCartney, who I guess is like a teen bop boy band kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Are you going to play him on the show?
But what you could do is you can like...
Poach.
You know, you can trade with other people who've won gifts. And so somebody won a...
You can get poached, but then you can also... That afterwards,
you
can totally do whatever
you
want. Yeah.
And so somebody won a 40 of Mickey's malt liquor, and so I traded the CDs for that. But then it turns out that 40 of malt liquor has been in their White Elephant party for the past 4 years.
It's never been opened?
It's never been opened, so I just left it there. I didn't take it home. So I ended up not having a
present. When you go to the party next year, it'll resurface how much you want to bet.
It will, of course. It has time and time again. So, yeah, there's a little insight into my private life
world. I one time went to a White Elephant party, and I brought a 64-ounce bottle of personal lubricant.
Wow. Yeah, no,
It was and let me just tell you, it was a gay White Elephant party, and that bottle got passed around. people were poaching it. And then the party really started afterwards.
Right, and the bottle got opened and passed around again,
Yeah. It had one of those big, huge party pump things.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, last year... my brother's wife's mother, I guess, won or received a giant dildo, and it was hilarious. You know, she's this kind of polite conservative.
Was it wrapped?
Something.
Was it wrapped?
Yeah, she opened
it in a box.
And it was, you know, yeah.
Oh, that's so brilliant.
Big, you know, couldn't be mistaken for anything else.
Did she take it home?
Oh, yeah. It was a big, you know, funny thing. You know.
What did she do with it?
Let's call her right now. She probably
used it
for, as a gardening tool or something.
Yeah.
So you have music that you're going to play. So let's do that. And then after that, we'll thank the bands and remind everyone all the cool shows going on this weekend.
PC Up.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a band called Terra Smith. They're also known as Lincoln Six Echo. They're... A kind of a DJ group out of Poland, and their MySpace page
is
I have to look it up. Where'd it go? There we are. Is myspace.com/TerraSmith, TerrorSmith. TerrorSmith. And again, they're out of Poland. This is a track called London Highway. We've played it before. We're going to play it again. Here it is. Killradio.org. Yay.
Hooray.
So that was a nice little set. That last band we just heard, that was Scanners with the song Changing Times.
Scanners is so cool. I'm so bummed I missed them. They were in Scotland when I was in London.
Oh, right. And yeah, that song was Changing Times. And then, oops. Stand by. And then before that, we heard... Now I'm confused.
It
was
Terror Smith.
Was it Terror Smith, not yeah. Lincoln Six Echo?
It was Terror Smith.
Okay. And
who had once been called Lincoln Six Echo.
Well, I think they're concurrently called both. And the song we heard from Terror Smith was London Highway. Scanners, do they have a MySpace page? Yeah, they do, right?
Yeah, I think it's...
Just Scanners.
I think it's Scanners,
MySpace.com/Scanners.
Or it might be Scanners UK.
Let me just check. MySpace.com/Terror Smith for Terror Smith. For Scanners... I'm not set up like normal, so I'm making this work. Yeah, it's myspace.com/scanners. Well, they're lucky to get that.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's cool.
So, yeah, they were a band that came here.
They were on tour.
I know, but has it been a year yet? It feels close.
I don't know. It was like last spring.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, you're right. And they just took us by storm. They performed in here, all four of them, and yeah. Crowded the room. This is when we had not as much space as we have now,
right? And we used when we used to have guests on here, which we don't really do anymore,
right?
Because it's a lot of work.
Well, we've also pissed off a lot of bands.
Yeah, sure we have.
No, we want to make this song about the submissions, and that's why we kind of phased out doing the live.
Yeah, there's other shows on Kill Radio.
Wanna,
the interview.
Yeah,
bands.
If you want to hear a live performance, you can listen to some bullshit show like Fucking Is Good or something.
Yeah, like Fucking Is Good on Thursday mornings, 10 a.m.
Are you doing
DJ
that show now too?
11. What?
Fucking Is Good.
Fucking Is Good. Yeah,
Fucking Is Good.
It's two shows. There's Is Good, which is regular bands, and then there's Fucking Is Good, where it's just
John
it's
and
just
Shannon.
Me make, yeah, it's
it's the couple
it's
show.
Me making sweet, sweet love to my wife.
And you have to hear every bit of it. Yeah. They have the weirdest pet names for each other.
Yeah, well,
aww.
She gets everything she
gravel.
Wants.
Gravel.
Gravel.
Aw, tire tread. You like that, didn't you? You're not doing your fake laugh. You're doing your
There's
laugh.
A play. I think it...
Gravel's kind of a
I
cute pet name
the name
when
of
you
the
think
play
about
is,
it.
But it's a play that I read in college, and it's this... dialogue between these this couple, and they're talking about their sex life or something, and the conversation that they have in the scene is very funny. It was something like they're complaining that they can't have like sort of like raunchy sex because they always end up laughing because she said at some point in the sexual act, stick it in my reindeer. So stick it in my reindeer. That's
reminds
gonna be the
last
name
night.
Of this episode. Ew. And not because it's gay. It's because it's you.
Yes. Yes.
Just want to make that clear.
Yes.
I want to thank the bands that we played today on Yay. Here, Kill Radio Submission Show. Scanners, Terror Smith, Pete Hopkins, Radars to the Sky, Nuclear Skull, Proletarian Art Threat, Late Model Humans, Color Forms, The Beep, and MS Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars. I want to just do a quick recap of all the events that are going on this weekend that involve a lot of these artists.
Yeah.
And I'll just do it in sort of reverse chronological order here. So Pete Hopkins is performing tonight at the Key Club, myspace.com/Pete Hopkins. Radars to the Sky at Spaceland, myspace.com/radars to the sky. That's also tonight. And we didn't play any Chase Frank, Death to Honors, or Transmissions, but they're playing tonight at Charlie O's downtown. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, Jen and I will be down there signing autographs, giving away T-shirts.
Check out myspace.com/Chase Frank. She probably has a flyer up there.
Yep.
And then MS Garvey and the Hootenanny All-Stars presenting Letters to the President. That is still going. They had last weekend. This is their last weekend of the run of the show, so you could see it tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday. And just go to letters to the prez, P-R-E-Z, .com to get more information on that awesome, awesome show. And that's it. Oh, and of course, tomorrow night.
Yeah, I was going to say, tomorrow night, Crane's Tavern.
IsGoodMusic.com presents at Crane's Tavern, 1611 North El Centro Avenue. It's a no-cover show featuring One Trick Pony, Witten, The Sessions, L1011, and Daniel Person. It's going to be an awesome show.
God.
And I hope to see you there. Mark.
John.
If that is your real name. That's it. We're done with the show unless you have any last words.
Wait.
Or any political commentary.
No, I do. Wait. Backflow.